Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we are discussing the album Map of a Soul Persona, as well as the music videos from that album. Map of a Soul Persona is the sixth mini album by BTS. It was released on the 12th of April 2019, with Boy With Love serving as the album's title track, and Dionysus was used as the follow-up track. The album debuted at number one on Billboard and was the best-selling album of 2019 in South Korean history. We're first going to talk about the covers, and these album covers are actually one of my favourite album covers. I love the bright pink, and to me, I don't really know how to explain it, but I think it looks very K-pop-y, if you see what I mean. The style of it,
yeah,
reminds me
I
of a typical K-pop album.
But I don't know any other K-pop albums.
I think for me, mostly though, it's the pink, the boldness of it. I love the colour.
Even though I'm not a huge fan of pink, I do like the different shades of pink. I think it's a nice idea. And also, I know Jin likes pink, so that makes me like it more.
And we were looking at it properly. They're all different styles on each album, which I also like. I didn't realise that. I suppose I never really looked at that closely.
Yeah, whenever
before.
I get albums, actually, to be honest, I get the album and I never really pay attention to the album. I'm just too in a hurry to get inside and see the photo cards, and then I put it on the shelf without thinking. And I don't think I ever really look back at them. Even when I get them out to like put them in my car, I don't think I ever take in the cover.
No. I also like the feel of these albums as well. They're quite soft.
Yeah, I think they look really good when they're all together, especially. I like even though sometimes I do think it is a bit of a frustration buying four of basically the same album, sometimes when you put them all up together, it does look really nice, better than just having the one.
Yeah, and this was the era where I first became a BTS fan. It was Drawing the Persona, and it was the first album I actually looked into buying at the time, until I then decided I was going to go in order, but I was going to go straight to this one because it was the songs I was really listening to at the beginning. We're now going to say what photo cards we got. For my version one, I got Jungkook. And with these albums, you also get the picture where you get a member with a yellow blanket. And my picture is of Jimin.
And in my version one, I got RM as a photo card. And for my blanket, well, I call it a blanket photo. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
For my blanket photo, I got V.
For the version two, I got Jungkook again. For the blanket, I got Sugar, which I was really happy with because I rarely ever get Sugar photo cards. I think I've only ever got two, so I was really excited to see the blanket.
Not official photo.
No, but I was happy with what I got.
You get the same blanket card in every album, so you have four
could
chances
have got another
to get
chance,
Sugar.
Yeah.
And of course, you want to get a variety of the members, so it's good to get your bias. And in my version two, I actually got Sugar as my proper photo card, my official photo card, and I got him as a blanket card, so I had a very good Sugar, if you're Sugar bias like Chloe, a very good Sugar album here.
And for my version 3, I got J-Hope photo card, and the blanket picture I got Jungkook. So at this moment I was happy with my blanket pictures because I hadn't a copy.
And for my version 3, I had Jimin as my photo card. And for my blanket, I actually did get a copy. I got a copy of Sugar. So I was having a lot of Sugar luck. But of course, I had two blanket photos of Sugar then. And I wanted to get a variety of the members. So Chloe's sister is actually a Sugar bias. And she agreed to swap the blanket picture for an RM, who's my bias, Rekha. And so I was really happy with that.
And for my version 4, I got J-Hope photo card. And I just realised now saying this, I have two Jungkooks and two J-Hope photo cards. Just realised that now. And my blanket picture, I got RM.
And in my version 4, I got J-Hope as well as my photo card. But I actually had a variety of members for this photo card, so that's a good mix. And for my blanket, I got my bias Jin, which I was really happy with. I think in the blankets, like I said, you do really want to get your bias. But overall, I'm really happy with the photo cards and the blanket pictures that I have.
Yeah, I'm happy. Like I said, I didn't get a duplicate of the blanket picture. And
you got your bias.
I got my bias.
And bias record.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, both of them. The photo cards, we're still having a run of Jungkook photo cards, but I'm happy with that anyway. And J-Hope, I think, is my second most common member to have photo cards of. I think Jungkook and J-Hope are my two I have
still
the most
think
of.
I've got quite a mix.
You've got a mix,
I'm in the mix. I don't get as many Jins as I'd like, I will say that. I do feel like recent, I kind of have trailed off having Jins a little bit as well. But I still do have a good mix, and you always want a good mix. I would eventually obviously like to find all the Jins and buy all the Jins, but I do like knowing that you're going to get someone different.
I haven't had a lot of luck with mixed members with these because I've hardly got any Sugars, hardly any V's, hardly any Jins.
It must have just been the time when you were buying them. They were all out of them and they just gave you the duplicate ones. It must be a good time because I'm getting mine kind of recent. I obviously bought my Personas. Actually, not long before doing this episode did I get my last album. So it must be a good time right now, if you haven't got your Persona albums, to go out and get them now. Because you get a mixture.
We're now going to be discussing the tracks from the album. And as always, I'm going to be giving my interpretation to the lyrics. And this is just my interpretation. The first song is Intro Persona. I think this track is about the struggles of finding one's true self. He says, who am I? The question I had my whole life. The question which I probably won't find an answer to my whole life. He describes his own shadow as his darker side, his hesitation which always appears and makes him question and doubt who he really is. He says, my shadow, I wrote and called it hesitation. It has never hesitated after becoming that. It keeps appearing under the stage of the light, keeps glaring at me scorchingly like a heat wave. And this song is one of my favourite RM solo songs. It was the song which I wanted to add. Do you know we made that RM solo list?
Yeah, I definitely have it on there.
Just find it really catchy and I love the beat to it.
Yeah, this would definitely be way up there for me. It's way up there on this album. It's my third favourite of the album. I find it's like a really powerful introduction to the album. With RM, he always delivers the powerful intro. I think that's why I like a lot of his intro songs, or his songs in general, because he always has this powerful message and the way he conveys it. I like the lyrics, I like the song, I like the way he raps it, and I got into it really, really quickly.
Yeah, me too, instantly I got into this. The next song is Boy With Love, Pete Halsey. The Korean title of this track is translated A Poem For Small Things. BTS said that the song is dedicated to ARMY and it's a song about appreciating the small things in love, like wanting to know how you are, how's your day and what makes you happy. BTS have said before that wanting to know about ARMY, just the simple things, interest them. Sugar says, from the moment I met you, my life was all you. You're the star that turns ordinaries into extraordinaries. Meaning that it was thanks to ARMY that BTS became global stars, and that in their eyes, ARMY are the stars, their world. He goes on to say, one after another is special, the things you're interested in, the way you talk or walk, and every little trivia habit of yours. This is my favourite song on the album. I think it's a very, very strong album. I'll be saying I love all of the songs on here, but this one is a very clear favourite for me. It was, like I've said loads of times, the first BTS song I ever heard. I was instantly taken by them and the song. I just find it so catchy. And I think this is a song that has a very typical K-pop sound to it as well, which I really love.
I really love this song from the minute I heard it. Even before now, I've heard it before listening to this album. And I remember even texting you about it because I really like
the song. Yeah, you kept bringing it up, this song.
Yeah, so I think it literally is one of those songs that you instantly just love. And I'd be surprised if anyone didn't love it. It's my number one on this album. And for me, I particularly think that Jimin stands out. I think that this song really suits his voice.
Yeah, I think that as well.
Yeah, I think he just goes really well with it. And I think, obviously, all of them are really incredible, really great. But Jimin just kind of stands out a lot to me. And I really like the raps as well. And I particularly like one of RM's lines when he's talking about Icarus and the sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't exactly remember the full line now, but I just remember every time I hear it, it always stands out because he says that part in English, obviously, of course.
Yeah.
Looking at the lyrics, I think it's really clever. Yeah, I love this song a lot.
The next track is Microcosmos. Microcosmos means microcosm, which means something small but has the same qualities as something much larger. The ancient Greek philosophy of microcosm saw humans as their own little world, a miniature version of a larger universe. Avram says, one history in one person, one star in one person, 7 billion different worlds shining with 7 billion lights, which follows the idea of every person is their own universe. They also say, this dark night, don't be lonely, like stars we shine, don't disappear, because you're a big existence, meaning everybody's life is important. This is another song that I really love. I in particularly love V's voice for this song. I think he's got
that's what I put
too. Is that when you hear that part, deep voice. Yeah. I think certain songs, it really stands out, and this is one of them for
me. Definitely.
Like I said, I love the song. It probably will be just more on the lower end on this album, just because I love every single song. If I was to order them all, I think I would put it, how many songs are on this album? 7, is there? I think I'd put it 6th.
Yeah, that's kind of like me, actually. I think it would also hold 6th spot for me. It's
but
a really nice
it.
Song. Mm. Yeah, it's just that there's some really other good ones on this album too. I enjoy it, and I would never like skip past it. I really like it. I love the raps, the singers. Like you said, V really does stand out. But yeah, just other songs are a bit more up there for me.
The next track is Make It Right. I think this track is another song for Army wanting to repay those who stuck by their side. J-Hope says, I became a hero in the world, the loud screams that seek me out, my hand trophy and a gold microphone all day everywhere. But all of this is about reaching you. And this is another song that I really love. I love all their voices. I think it's more the vocalists for me that are the parts that get stuck in my head, which I find particularly catchy, although I love the rapping parts like always. And I do find that this song, just listening to it, not really knowing what it's about, it kind of sounds like a dedication song, like a song you'd hear at the end of a like a concert. It just reminds me of a kind of like powerful ending song.
Yeah, I really like the song. I think it's really sweetly sung, but this is actually the song I'd put on 7th spot if I was placing
really
them. Yeah.
This isn't the one I'd have at 7th.
I really do like it, and I like the message and everything and what it's for, but I just felt like there was just some others that just topped it. But it's not to say I don't like the song, I really do like it. I find this album just has some really powerful songs. I think the ones that are in my top like 4 spots, they're just so powerful.
The next track is Home. This is another song dedicated to Army, saying that even though they are travelling to all these different places, it always feels like home with Army there too. They say, with you, anywhere will be my home. I also like Sugar's reference to his old lines in No More Dream. He says, even if we have what I wanted in my dreams, big house, big cars, big rings, the unfamiliar feeling of missing something for someone who has accomplished everything, but I go out the door since I know I have something to return to, saying he knows he will always have those who love him waiting no matter what. And this is actually the song that I would have in my 7th position.
Oh, really?
Although I, again, really love it. It's such a powerful album. I love every single song. And I feel like me saying put it at 7th means that I don't like it very
but
much.
But that's not the case.
I just have to order things like in my head a lot of the time. And it probably would be 7th, even though I really love the song. I do find it really catchy. Like you said, I wouldn't skip over any of these Mm-mm. songs.
No, definitely not. Yeah, I really like this song. And for me, again, Jimin really stands out on a lot of these songs on this album. I again think Jimin is really suited to it. There's a part I really like when he says, your love, I miss that. Your touch.
Oh, yeah, I like that part.
Something like that. I like the lyric, and I like the way he says it particularly. I think it also might be said by V at one point, one of the lines.
Yeah, it's a catchy part. It's a part that can get in your head.
It really gets in your head, and I just find particularly Jimin really standing out. The other part I like is the part you just mentioned about Sugar.
Mm.
I like Sugar's rap, and I like reading the lyrics. And again, I like that he mentions what is about the house and the rings, because it always takes me back to that first song when he says like that really
favorite line.
Yeah, that favorite line that we love. Like he wants big house, big rings, money. And now he's saying it in a different context, and I like the way it's worded.
Yeah.
And just, it's really clever and really nice and really great. And I think that's what grips me a bit more, like reading the lyrics and these little things that they always do. That is just like, oh my god, that's so clever.
I love the way he does that, because in my head at the moment, thinking about it, he repeats these words 3 times.
And
the first time he's saying he wants them, the second time he's saying I've got them.
Them,
and the third one is it doesn't matter if he has them or not.
And I just think the process of it, and I think that's why as soon as I heard that part, like it really really grabs me. And I think that's why maybe I would pick this one, maybe like fifth, just lyric wise a little bit. When you
if you're looking at the lyrics, it could be a complete different list, definitely. Yeah.
And I generally like the song, so I think it's just really sweetly sung, and I'm definitely really pulled in with Jimin in this as well.
The next track is Jamais Vu. I'm probably pronouncing that really badly. This track only contains Jin, J-Hope and Jungkook. The title of the track is a phrase which means the experience of being unfamiliar with a person or situation that is actually very familiar. It's like the opposite of deja vu.
I was
going to
say that when you were reading that. Yeah, deja vu.
I've had deja vu loads of times, but I've never experienced...
no, this.
I can't quite imagine it.
No, I know what you mean. I definitely can picture deja vu.
But not...
The opposite of deja vu is hard to imagine.
It is. Aram explained that the song talks about how there might be unintentional mistakes and setbacks, but they will keep going. And I really love this song. I think it's my third favourite song on the album. I love how well Jungkook and Jin's voices go with this song. Both two really powerful voices together.
Definitely.
They sound just amazing. And equally as good as J-Hope's rap.
And it's such
a
good combination. Yeah. Like, always to have a rapper in there too. Because sometimes you get, obviously, like outros, it's all the vocalist, or cyphers, it's all the rappers. But this is a nice mix. Two vocalists. And especially, I'm not just saying this as a Jin bias, but obviously Jin, I think, is a really good one to have in there, because he has an amazing voice. And sometimes he's shadowed over,
I think.
Yeah, you don't hear him enough. So this is one of the reasons why this is way up there for me, because you get to hear good amount from Jin, and I think, like you said, it's just such a good combination of all three of them.
Mm-hmm. With some songs, not BTS at all, but I don't look forward to the rap part. I always find the rap part a bit more boring.
Yeah,
not BTS.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, no, not BTS. If I'm thinking like that, if I'm thinking, not that I listened to it much, but when I was younger, if maybe I heard something and there was a feature in a rapper.
Exactly,
or I'd never heard
you
of
normally
or
always see
always,
it
yeah,
with these big songs, and then the rap part comes on and you're like, did you want to fast forward this part? But it was actually BTS which made me fall in love with rap.
And appreciate it
a lot more.
Really...
I've never, ever felt like that with any of their rap parts. Like, it's surprising to me, really, because I never would have thought, if you would have told me like 10 years ago that I'd like rap, I would never believe it at all.
But their rap is just so different, I find, than any other. But yeah, I love this song, and I loved it straight away. The minute I just heard Jin, and I knew it was Jin straight away, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to love this. And then when I realised it was just the three of them, and I thought, it just really takes me, because it's a really good opportunity for... just like I said, for those three to shine, and they do it so well together. It's such a beautiful song, and I could listen to this endlessly. And I would like it higher, but Boy in Love is just really topped it for me. I don't think that could change on this. But then again, you never know in the future.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm having this in second place, a really strong second.
The last track is Dionysus. In ancient Greek, Dionysus is the god of wine, which is fitting title for this party-styled song. They sing about drinking and taking shots and partying until the sun comes up and basically just having a good time. Even without knowing that, you can tell that this is a very upbeat and fun song. It's my second favourite song on the album. I just find it so upbeat and powerful, and it just gives me energy listening to it. I just always feel uplifted.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same. It's clear to see it's a really energetic, upbeat song, and it's the kind of song I usually really pick out like as a top one. But it is in my fourth place just because of the other three that I mentioned that are up there. But I could definitely see like this being played at a party. I always say that we should make a BTS party mix, and
I'd definitely put this on there. Yeah, definitely. I always automatically think of this one and Bapsae, which are the two upbeat party songs.
But yeah, it does really get stuck in my head as well when I listen to it, and it's like one of those songs you can't forget either.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good end to the album as
Yeah, definitely. And I showed you the dance performance that they did. I just love watching that. Like, that little extra part where they're not singing, they're just dancing. They're so synchronized.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of watching that. We're now going to discuss the music videos from the album, starting with the Persona music video. And first, I'm going to give my interpretation to the story. I think the music video relates to the lyrics of RM trying to find his real self and struggling with identity. The music video starts in a classroom, which could represent RM's old self back during BTS's school era. There is also a scene where RM is surrounded by mirrors, and we see a lot of RMs, which could represent various parts of himself. We also see RM in the classroom, but the scene is darker and casts shadows representing his dark self. Later on, we see a bigger RM, which could represent RM's fame, standing out with nowhere to hide. In many scenes, RM is also surrounded by people in masks. Again, these could represent various parts of RM, but the masks are used to hide his true self. And at the end, we see loads of mannequins, but they don't have masks, but they are all destroyed, and we are left with RM's true self at the very end.
I see what you're saying with the story. There was parts of it, like with the like mannequins and the taller RM and stuff. Mm. I was thinking it's other versions of RM, obviously, so it's to do with the lyrics and the message. But I personally, it's not that I don't like the MV, I do like it, but I maybe would have went down a different route with the different versions of himself, because I think the giant RM, for one thing, is a bit freaky for me. I always think it looks a bit peculiar. But I do like if you're looking at the message, like what you said, it's just the MV itself, the style of it. I don't know, what I couldn't really be pulled into it as well. It's not saying I don't like the MV at all. It's just there's parts of it I think I like, and other parts where I just think, like the mannequins and stuff, I always think it looks a bit more creepier.
It's never been one of my favourite music videos. For me, what I love about it is RM's appearance, RM's whole look. Yeah, he looks so good.
I do like the part of him in back in the school, the start of school, and I like what you said, like, is that him back at the start? Like, things like that I think make sense. I think it's just the other versions of him, the way they're styled. I don't know why. I think, like, maybe I'll be thinking of something else with the different versions. I mean, do you not think that giant thing looks strange?
It's not so much the giant thing. I feel like when they do things like that, it's them doing something cool to look cool for the music video. Like, it may not have an actual linked storyline. They might just think this could be a good thing to have in a music video. I mean, you never really know if they've just done it for like a wow factor instead of maybe more you for didn't a story. Wow me, but for me, it's the whole thing with the masks. They appear a lot in a lot of the BTS music videos, they do, and I always just automatically link it to it's either themselves or it's like haters, something like this. I feel like there must be some kind of link because they're used a lot, but I think it's the not knowing. I mean, sometimes
why they do it.
Yeah, so you can interpret so how you like.
Guessing as well. Yeah. Doing it whichever way you like.
But like you said, they could have done it in a different way because they've used that a lot.
Like when you said, like, going to put it on, I said, like, I couldn't recall it. And when it came on, but obviously I could start to remember it. But I feel like if we go, like, I don't know, 4 months and I haven't seen it, may forget again until I've seen it again and it comes back to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just wasn't way up there for me on MVs for some reason. But that's personal taste.
Yeah. Going on to the setting, I do like that it's set in a classroom. I think that is my favourite
setting. That is my favourite.
And I think it works as a throwback to their beginning albums.
It does.
Like you said. That's what I like.
Especially since
there
was a lot of the school days, like Too Cool for School.
Yeah.
Like, all that, like, it does work, I think.
And the other thing I really like is I like the clever scene with the room casting shadows, how it's bright and then there's a darker part and you see a lot of shadows, because he mentions shadow in his lyrics, and I like that they've done that for the music video. I also like that RM is in the centre of the podium in the very last scene. It's like he's the centre of attention. Like, he's given a speech and has nowhere to hide. And I like just how they've kind of, like, summed it up with just him standing with the podium.
Yeah.
If anything, they're my two favourite parts.
Yeah,
of the
I
story.
Do like those parts too. And those parts, I think, really, like, tie in with, like, the lyrics and stuff and the idea of it. It's just some of the other bits, that's all.
And with the wardrobe, my favourite is actually RM's school uniform outfit the most.
Me too.
I like that the look makes me think of Boy in Love as well, because he has the white hair, and I love his appearance in Boy in Love, and I've mentioned it a load of times, that white coloured hair on RM is my favourite.
Yeah, definitely love his hair, and as soon as he comes on and you see how he looks with his hair, you think, oh, he looks really good in this.
Yeah, and I also think that men look really handsome in suits, and although this is more of a school uniform, it's kind of suity as well.
Yeah,
I
mean, shirt, blazer, tie.
Yeah, so I think he looks very handsome in this music video, definitely.
Me too. That was by far my favourite one. The other one I'd say is when he's in plain white.
Oh, yeah. White t-shirt. No, I like that one too.
Just simple look.
Yeah, no, I actually like that.
The others, I think, like, there's the one and it's like almost looks like a graffiti hoodie where it's really over him and ties in well with, like, the atmosphere of the classroom, because that wall is all graffiti too, but it's just not my personal favourite choice of outfit, but I think it ties in well with the setting.
Yeah. Now looking at the Boy With Love music video, I read that the MV has a lot of inspiration from American theatres and musicals, which I definitely can see watching this.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't feel like there's a clear, strong story, more of one of their dance and visual music videos.
Yeah, I think the same.
With the setting, I really love the pastel colours and the neon lights throughout the video. I also get the American theatre musical connection, even if I haven't seen the musicals, I can tell that's what they are going with. Even with just Halsey at the beginning in the ticket booth at the start, automatically see that.
The end too, I think, with all the, like, RM looking like he's on the stage.
Oh yeah,
and
of course,
the
and
the audience with the love at the top really looks like it to me.
And do you know Sugar on the Piano? When, yeah, is that something to do with Tom Hanks?
Well, I was wondering that myself, because in the movie Big, Tom Hanks plays on a large piano, obviously in different contexts to this, but a really big floor piano like that. It could be like that, or just because of that movie, I think big pianos got quite iconic now, so it could be like inspiration from that. But that's one of my favourite parts of this MV, is Sugar on that piano.
I actually forgot to mention when we mentioned the song that Sugar's rap is one of my favourite parts of the song. I love his rap.
Sugar's hair in that piano part is like a really vibrant blue, like I really like it. But that's not his hair throughout the whole MV. Is that to do with like the effects of the lighting that they're going for? Some of the other members, their hair changes like slightly in certain colours.
Yeah, they do. I think certain lighting, they're more enhanced. I think that V's blue, I really love that blue hair on his. That looks more in your face in certain scenes than others.
Yeah, but you can tell it's blue throughout. But with Sugar's, like, I remember the first time I watched it and I saw that piano scene, I thought, oh god, his hair looks really good then. I thought, was it like that?
I also like that they have the quite bright hair in this. Even Halsey's got the bright pink hair. Jimin's got, has he got the orangey hair?
Yeah, orangey.
Not all the members, obviously. Some have just brown hair, but I like the pop of the bright colours from some of the members added in there. With the dance, I love the Boy With Love dance. I think it's fun and visually pleasing. It's a lot slower and simpler than a lot of their other dances, which to me makes a lot of their moves more memorable. And I remember when I first got TikTok, it's called TikTok, I saw lots of people copying this dance. It was a very popular dance, I think, for armies to copy. I was always taken in to watch the dance videos, even though I'm not really into dance. I enjoyed seeing other people like putting on this dance because I really enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the dance. Again, I'm still going to say it, though I struggled to talk about it. I think BTS have so many good dances, but if you ask me like to make my list of 5 top dances on the spot, I'd struggle because I'm terrible at picking it out, you know.
Yeah, but you know, that is something we could do sometime because
we have got
a J-Hope focus that will be coming up. That would be perfect list.
It'd be a very hard list because there's so many good dances and I can never,
I think I could do it.
Could you?
Yeah, because I can already think of lots of top dances I really like.
I just know that I know there's so many of the dances I enjoy, but I can't like pick it out to mind. It would be hard.
And with the wardrobe, I love the pastel colours and the pink theme. My favourite collection of clothing is the one where they are all wearing pink. I love that every piece of clothing is pink, not just like one has a jumper or one has like pink shoes or whatever. It's just all pink. I love that. And I like Sugar's hot pink and pale pink combination along with the pink cap.
Now this is where we're going to differ, because even though I said I really like the pink album covers, I don't like the pink outfits.
Oh, I love them.
I like what they're going for, because obviously I do think it fits, like their album will be in pink, different shades of pink as well, and I think it really fits in with it, the whole pink, like you said, they're all wearing, every inch of them is pink. It's just my taste personally, I just don't like all pink.
Well, I'm also not a love of pink. It's probably my least favourite colour, and I'm not a big fan of pink clothing, probably my least owned clothing colour. But
although I do always think of you with a pink shirt.
Yeah, I do have my classic pink shirt. But I just really love how they've done the whole pink, like the braveness just to go all pink and different tones of pink as well in one outfit. I just really love it.
I definitely think it's a nice idea. It's just my personal preference. is I just wouldn't, even though it, I think it stands out by miles and really suits it. And each member pulls off pink really, really well. And of course, like I said, Jim really likes pink, which always makes me like it. Probably out of all their pink outfits, I like John Goose the most, but he's wearing the white top underneath.
I thought it was like a very, very like pale pink, almost like a, you know, a whitey pink.
Maybe, you know me, I never pick up on the details. Maybe my eyes just thought it was white for a minute. Or maybe it's one of the scenes later, because I know there's another scene later, I'm sure, when they have some pink and it's a little different.
They do, they do have outfit changes,
maybe
it?
It's that one I think I know. But my favorite outfit combination is the second one after they changed from that, and there's a lot more denim included. A lot of them are wearing like denim jeans. Jim has a purple striped top and Iram has a yellow top. I think two of the members, I think Sugar actually might have a denim jacket on. I really like that combination of the clothing line. It's not that I wear denim or like denim, I just think it looks really good like colour combination. But I did overall really like a lot of the outfit changes, even though pink's not to my taste. I still do like that they went for that for this, because like I said, I think it really suits with it.
Yeah, it's another one of those iconic looks, I think, a bit like their crazy suits they have in Idol.
If I think back to, you know, Persona, I'll always be thinking pink.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to have that, like, rememberable thing. It's just, like I'm saying, to my own taste. But that's not to say that it wasn't a good idea on their part, because I do think it stands out.
And this is one of my favourite music videos too, The Boy With Love.
Oh yeah, me too, it's right up there. And I don't know, again, if it's because of the, like, the bright colours. Like, I always think, like, one of my favourite MVs is DNA. And I always stand by because it was so vibrant, it really caught my attention. And this, in a little way, kind of reminds me a little bit of DNA with the colours, but also in a different route, because I do see, like, what you said, like, with the musical route too, which is different. It's an MV I can remember really well.
We also thought we'd briefly mention the Make It Right music video with Love. You can look at this music video from the lyrics we discussed, BTS wanting to thank ARMY for being by their side as we see them performing at different venues with ARMY. And the cartoon also shows Love with this boy being alone and then meeting a girl and later having the courage to destroy a dragon from carrying the cloak, a part of her. I like the music video. It's nice to see BTS and ARMY together, and I think it's a very heartfelt and lovely dedication to do for ARMY with this music video. We did say, though, we find it a little bit more trickier discussing drawing animation music videos. We have struggled a bit before when we've talked about ones with the intro Sugar songs. There's two intro Sugar music videos, and there was that one with RM with Mono, Forever Rain.
My favourite part of the whole thing is actually the clips of BTS at the concerts. I like those parts, and I like especially the message with the ARMY and being for the ARMY. I think it's a really fitting part to have in there. And that's what I really connected to when watching it. I just struggled to kind of connect with the storyline of the cartoons because, well, I don't know why. Do you know why?
No.
I don't know what it is, but as soon as I saw, like, this cartoon man and woman, I thought, but it's not a bad thing. I just don't know why that is. But when I saw the BTS members, I felt different. But I don't know why, because it's not, like, I think sometimes cartoon things can be good because, one, they can be different, and two, like, with cartoons, you can kind of imagine it yourself, like, where the story's going. I honestly don't know why. It sounds bad, I think.
It's not my favourite cartoon because it's the typical boy going to slay the dragon for the girl. I liked watching it.
I think I just can't click with the cartoons. The cartoon boy and the girl, I didn't click with them.
Yeah.
Like I do with BTS. What I'd enjoy more is if the cartoon parts were seven guys
like,
going up. Like,
yeah, like interpreting the tiny tan.
Yeah. I think that's what would have been really cool for me. Like, yeah, something like that. Like the tiny tan characters, like the BTS, rather than just this boy and this girl doing this, like you said, a kind of stereotypical story.
Yeah. In the next episode, we are doing another top favourite songs list from where we previously got up to, which was Wings to Persona.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.